This is Earth Notes. The ancestors of northern Arizona's elk were brought here from Wyoming more than a century ago. This spring, a group of those elk took another journey to West Virginia. Elk had vanished from the eastern United States by the late 1800s, hunted into extinction by European settlers. Arizona lost its own native herd around the same time. But in 1913, Arizona received a small shipment of elk from Yellowstone National Park. The animals traveled by rail to the rolling grasslands and pine-forested slopes of the state's high country. Their descendants now number in the tens of thousands. Biologists with the Arizona Game and Fish Department thought it was time to repay that century-old gift by helping West Virginia reestablish its own herd. They decided to round up 60 elk from the Raymond Wildlife Area east of Flagstaff and send them on a cross-country trek of 2,000 miles. It's no easy task to capture an elk. First, a helicopter dropped a net to tangle the animal's legs. Then two muggers jumped out, blindfolded, and hobbled the animal, then gave it a light sedative. Wrapped tightly in fabric, each elk made an undignified journey dangling from the helicopter on a cable. Transferred to a pen, they then waited out a month-long quarantine before being shipped east in cattle-hauling trailers. There they've been released into a deep green valley surrounded by tree-lined ridges. That land was once torn apart by coal mining. Now it's reclaimed and ready to become home to West Virginia's first elk in 150 years. This Earth Note was written by Melissa Siviny and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.